Okay, imagine trying to really get what's going on inside a classroom, you know,
Cool.
like beyond just what you can see at a glance. How do we actually know if students are tuned in or if the way a teacher teaches is really working?
Right, the usual ways, observations and stuff, they're slow.
Super slow.
Yeah.
And subjective, right? Plus, they just don't scale up.
Exactly.
So today we're doing a deep dive into something called Edulize. It's this really interesting system that says it can basically change how we understand teaching and learning right in the classroom.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Edulize, you can think of it as this smart analytics engine.
Okay.
It grabs all this complex data from different sensors in the classroom, could be cameras, wearables, that sort of thing, and it crunches it all down into, well, meaningful connected insights about what teachers and students are actually doing. It's almost like giving teachers and researchers, too, these extra senses.
Extra eyes and ears, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds powerful. So let's unpack that. What kind of data are we actually looking at here? What's it grabbing?
So it's what we call multimodal data. We're talking location, gaze, like where people are looking, and even audio.
Location, gaze, audio. Got it.
Yeah, and different systems collect different pieces, you know? Like you might have a Jucence tracking general activity or class gaze focusing just on eye movement.
Right, different tools for different jobs.
Exactly. But the really clever bit about Edulize is how it takes all these different data formats and maps them onto one single structure, a unified schema, they call it.
Oh, like a common language for the data.
Precisely. So it can then figure out how things relate, like how a teacher moving around the room, their location, connects with where they're looking their gaze.
Okay.
Or how periods of silence from the audio track might correlate with, say, student focus. It just harmonizes everything.
That's where it gets really interesting, right? Can you give us some like concrete examples? Make it real.
Sure. Take instructor movement. Edulize might spot a pattern where the teacher doesn't move much for a bit, then moves around a lot.
Uh-huh. Suggesting maybe lecture, then activity.
Could be. Lecturing versus hands-on engagement. Or maybe lots of movement at the start of a lab class, but then less as students get stuck into their own work.
Right, you can see the teaching strategy in their movement.
Yeah, it helps you understand their spatial pedagogy, as the source calls it, how they use the physical space. It's often totally unconscious, but powerful.
And it's not just movement, is it?
No, no. It also looks at how teachers use objects. Like, how much time do they spend at the whiteboard compared to the podium?
Showing different activities.
Exactly. We saw one example, first half of the class, the teacher's at the board, second half, mostly at the podium, maybe shifting from explaining to leading a discussion.
Okay, that makes sense. And what about the students?
Crucial part, it tracks student head movements, their gaze patterns, so you can get a sense of, are lots of students looking down, maybe taking notes?
Or are they looking at the teacher?
Or following the teacher's gaze, yeah. Mm. Which is a really good indicator of shared attention, you know, collective engagement. It's like getting a real-time pulse check on the whole room.
It really does sound like X-ray vision for the classroom dynamic.
Right.
Stepping back a bit, what are the sort of bigger picture implications here? For teaching, for like professional development?
Oh, it's potentially transformative. Edulize lets you compare across different types of classes too.
Like theory versus practical?
Yeah, or language classes versus science labs. You can see how teaching strategies might naturally differ or should differ depending on the subject. It kind of turns teachers into researchers of their own practice.
Huh. Empowering them.
Totally. They can define things they want to track, test out strategies, and see the actual impact. And it's not just K-12 or university. Think about professional training.
Like what?
Well, the source mentioned helping medical students improve their nonverbal cues with patients. Or even psychotherapists refining how they interact. Anywhere that subtle interaction matters, it makes the invisible visible.
So bringing it back to the listener, what does all this tech mean for you as someone learning?
Well, ultimately, it points towards a future where teaching isn't just an art, but also a science that can be precisely understood, measured, and improved.
Leading to, hopefully, more engaging classes.
More engaging, more effective, maybe more personalized learning environments. Ones that really adapt based on how students are actually interacting.
Hmm. That's quite a future to imagine.
It is. And it makes you think, doesn't it? If we can start to quantify and analyze this intricate dance of interaction in a classroom, what other really complex human situations could we improve?
You mean like business meetings or negotiations?
Maybe even just our everyday conversations. Imagine if we could better understand all those unspoken cues we're constantly sending and receiving. How much could that enhance how we connect and communicate?